Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now, let's get to the news. Today, we're diving into how rapid technological progress and evolving consumer preferences are changing gaming, digital services, and military tech. One of the biggest developments in digital connectivity is AOL's recent announcement that its dial-up internet service will come to an end by 2025. For years, AOL was synonymous with early internet culture, charming and frustrating us with that unforgettable dialing noise. As we move forward, this shutdown marks a critical step away from legacy tech, paving the way for faster, sleeker internet experiences for all. It's a clear signal that society is prioritizing high-speed, seamless digital services, raising expectations for everything we do online. With digital access shifting so rapidly, let's jump to what's new and trending in the vibrant world of gaming. The Battlefield franchise is back in the headlines, and if you've been following the series, you'll know just how important this next iteration is for the fan community. Battlefield's open beta has set records, drawing over 334,000 concurrent players, its largest turnout ever. Scheduled to release October 10th, this new installment promises a global chaos narrative and innovative mechanics, such as the kinesthetic combat system and expanded crossplay functionality. There's real excitement about how these features could transform the Battlefield experience and ramp up multiplayer involvement. But the beta hasn't been without controversy. Reports of cheating are already on the rise, highlighting persistent concerns about fairness and game integrity. Developers are under pressure to respond swiftly, ensuring a level playing field as the fanbase swells worldwide. Moving to influential creators, Hideo Kojima remains a name that commands attention in the industry. Kojima is currently spearheading multiple projects, keeping both longtime fans and newcomers eager for news. Among his headline projects is Pheasant, an espionage title shrouded in mystery that's already drawing comparisons to his genre-defining Metal Gear work. He's also working on OD, a horror game full of cryptic teasers, promising to deepen the psychological edge his games are known for. Not to mention new adaptations, Death Stranding is heading for both film and anime, expanding its strange, compelling universe even further. Metal Gear fans have a lot to celebrate, too, with Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater being remade in Unreal Engine 5, breathing visual and mechanical life into a celebrated classic. There's also the return of Metal Gear Online as Fox Hunt, igniting nostalgia for stealth action fans hungry to relive those tense multiplayer standoffs. If you love action role-playing games, Path of Exile 2 stands out for how the developers are responding directly to community input. From classes to skill design and narrative depth, Path of Exile 2 is shaping up to be a model for how player feedback can guide creative direction. Meanwhile, The Legend of Dragoon's leap into MMORPG territory adds another chapter to the growing trend of reviving classics for social, online worlds. Nostalgia definitely packs a punch. Veteran franchises are coming back and shaping new experiences for a connected, cooperative gaming culture. That nostalgia is also finding new ways to bring generations together through gaming. Next Playground, with its accessible platform, is inviting parents, kids, and even grandparents to jump into fun competition and storytelling together. And the mobile space is thriving. Kingdom Rush Battles and Cookie Run. Kingdom are reaching wider audiences thanks to engaging stories and creative gameplay twists. Developers are seeing how important meaningful narratives and approachable design are for pulling in new players and deepening long-term engagement. The balance between tradition and innovation is visible in many up-and-coming releases, such as Palia. This community-driven game has focused on listening closely to what players want, including new features to make gameplay more inclusive for everyone. With leadership changes at industry giants like Blizzard happening at the same time, developers are eager to show responsiveness, not just to trends, but to real feedback. Customizable difficulty, accessibility modes, and collaborative storytelling are quickly becoming expected parts of the gaming landscape. In the realm of collectible card gaming, Prismatic Evolutions is winning over fans and collectors for its gorgeous art and chase cards like Eevee Ek Dukesto. This blend of aesthetic, competitive, and collector value is fueling sustained interest in trading and tournament play. These modern card games are much more than a nostalgia trip. They're evolving, innovating, and capturing new generations of fans. Not all news is about fresh content. Sometimes, it's about who's steering the ship. Rod Ferguson, well known for his creative leadership on the Diablo franchise, has left Blizzard after shepherding the latest expansion. This departure has the gaming world speculating about the franchise's next era, especially as Blizzard faces both exciting releases and ongoing challenges. Leadership shakeups are a reminder of how much a studio's identity can change with new perspectives at the helm. The World of Warcraft Classic expansion is set to drop major updates this year, offering fresh content and nostalgia all at once. The new Heart of Fear raid arrives August 21st, challenging players to face off against the corrupted Grand Empress Shekzir and unlock 10-player achievement milestones. Strategy, teamwork, and a dash of old-school grit are back on the menu for Classic WoW raiders. More cooperative challenges will arrive with the Terrace of Endless Spring raid coming September 4th, further fueling that nostalgic MMO energy. It's a testament to how games can keep their legacy alive by mixing familiar gameplay with fresh, community-driven evolution. Let's step outside games for a moment. Military technology is also making headlines this week with the reveal of the Sea Lightning II stealth fighter. Touted as the next evolution in long-range military power, this aircraft is designed for unprecedented projection and situational awareness. Its adoption signals big changes for global defense strategies, introducing next-gen tech to military operations. There's also a fascinating overlap with the world of entertainment, as pop culture and tech increasingly influence each other. In Hollywood, there's a rise of Black creatives, bringing new voices and perspectives to the stories we see on screen, while the industry itself adapts to this cultural shift. Microsoft is facing employee protests about its military contracts, raising questions about tech's ethical responsibilities in defense and beyond. These debates reflect a broader reckoning over how technology companies engage with government and global security issues. Looking ahead, 2025 already has some key events on the horizon that connect games and mainstream entertainment. The Pokémon World Championships are set to bring global competitors together in a celebration of both competitive spirit and pop culture fandom. On the TV front, FX is adapting the Far Cry universe into a series, further blurring the lines between interactive and traditional storytelling. Far Cry's twisty narratives and open-world chaos could make for a compelling translation from console to small screen. For sports game fans, Madden NFL 26 is rolling out new multiplayer options, adding dedicated 2v2 and 3v3 modes. This is a major move to boost competitive play and social gaming, keeping fans invested as the genre evolves. These innovation efforts show how developers are thinking about both new and returning players, making their games as accessible and engaging as possible. Meanwhile, the Pokémon Company is doubling down on content for younger audiences, from fresh music videos to innovative educational toys. Their newest toy line, featuring interactive Mario blocks and toddler-friendly designs, is a strategic move to reach the next generation of fans long before they pick up a game controller. That approach, meeting kids where they are with music, collectibles, and playful learning, signals a long-term commitment to brand growth. On the legal and technological side, the community has kept eyes on Pokémon TCG Pocket, which is receiving significant updates. This mobile app is fast becoming a focal point for collectors and battlers alike, with regular content drops and balance tweaks. Meanwhile, the Daybreak lawsuit about the Hero's Journey emulator signals that IP protection, fan projects, and digital rights issues are far from settled in the gaming world. These disputes remind us that as technology pushes boundaries, the rules are still being debated and rewritten in courts and online discussion boards. To wrap up, the common thread across all these stories is adaptability and ambition. Whether it's rebooting old favorites, designing more inclusive experiences, or evolving entertainment for all ages, the industry keeps moving forward. Stakeholders, developers, tech leaders, players are working hard to balance nostalgia and innovation, aiming for creativity and connection. That means listening to audiences, experimenting with technology, and preparing for a future that blends pop culture and play more than ever before. As we head into an era shaped by both fresh ideas and classic franchises, one thing remains certain. There's always another level to reach. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.